Tes Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 2nd of November, Rabbi Rafi Cope. For what brochus do I need to stand? This week has been sponsored by one of our regular attendees, Le'ilu Nishmas, his father, Reb David Shmuel ben Reb Moshe, Zichron Levocho.
Many of us last night may have said Kaddish Levana, and as we all know how to do, we go outside and we stand up and make the bracha on the Levana. Interesting question. Has anyone ever thought about why we actually stand up outside? Is it just a technical problem, the mere fact there's no deck chairs outside, or is it actually we have to stand up for the bracha? Another example would be, we go and wash our hands for Natalia Sidai. Is it just that technically the tap to reach it, you have to stand up, or if there was one, if you'd wheel off from the table into the sink, then you'd be able to as well wash your hands and make the bracha sitting down. So maybe we'll try and explore the inyan a bit. We'll start with the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Ches says, "Yisatif b'tzitzis v'yevarech mu'mad." You do atifas tzitzis, and you make the bracha standing up. Now, the question is, why are you standing up here? So the Mishnah Berurah on the spot says, the bracha, the reason why you need to stand up for it, is because kol birchas hamitzvos tzarech liyos ba'amida, all birchas hamitzvos need to be standing up. His Makoy is Aruchas Chaim, B'Shem Yerushalmi. And the reason is, as the Magen Avraham says on the spot, the Taz says on the spot is, Yel Pilam Gzeir Shavim Me'oyma, Tichsiv Gamkim Lachem. Oyma says Lachem, by Sitzes it says Lachem. And the Oyma it says, Bekoma. And we explain, Pirush Bekoma means standing up. So you see we have a Gzeir Shavim from Oyma that you need to stand up for three or so ima, so therefore, any birchas hamitzvos you need to stand up for. However, there's an apparent skew here, there's an apparent problem. Because there's a Mishnah in Chala. The Mishnah in Chala says the following: Ha'isha yesheves v'koytz ha'chalos ha'aruma mibnei sheyechayla lechasis ha'atzma. A woman may sit down, a woman who's got no clothes on, she's allowed to sit down and take the challah, but she's got to be sitting down so she don't see the erva. And that's called she's covering her erva, and Mamela she's allowed to take the challah. The Chayu, we see in this Mishnah very clearly that you're allowed to sit down for Berachas HaMitzvos. Because as we know, challah for sure is a Berachas HaMitzvos. And even so, the Mishnah tells us that the woman can sit down and make the bracha. So it seems to be an apparent steerer that we've just seen that for Berachas HaMitzvos we have to stand up for them, and in the Mishnah in Chala we see that she's allowed to sit down. So I thought to answer the following. Maybe we could say, obviously we're talking about the Mishnah in Chala, we're talking about a case where, a bidyeved case, where she hasn't got any clothes, she hasn't got any choice, what can she do? The only way of making a bracha unclothed is by sitting down. So that would all work b'di'evet, but for sure, if she's properly clothed, for sure lechatzchela, for sure one has to stand up. And I found that the Pisachik Tshuva and Hilchos Chala actually says this teretz, there's an afkamina between b'di'evet and lechatzchela. For sure lechatzchela, for birchas hamitzvos one has to stand up. Why doesn't she? We're talking about a case where she hasn't got. That was the mitzias. Obviously the Mishnah's talking about a case where there isn't around. So, the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham also had this problem. The Magen Avraham on the spot in Hilchos Tzitzis had the problem as well. And the Magen Avraham answers with the following words. V'yesh loyma, da hafrosh haschala eina mitzvah kolkach. Hafrosh haschala isn't such a mitzvah. De einoi oisa ele lesakin ma'acholoi. You're only doing it to be mesakin the food. Dumya de shchita. Now this needs an explanation of what exactly the Magen Avraham means. So, let's start with the first pshat. Moshe Sternbuch in Shuvas Van Hagos understood the Magen Avraham as follows. As we know, in Birchas HaMitzvos, there's two types of Birchas HaMitzvos. There's such a thing called a mitzvah chiyuvis, and there's such a thing called mitzvah kiyumis. What's the difference? The typical example that they use for mitzvah chiyuvis is, for example, tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah chiyuvis, come what may be, every morning we have to put tefillin on. There's no questions about it, there's no sometimes yes, sometimes not. Mitzvah chiyuvis, you always put tefillin on, always wear tefillin. Whereas, let's take an example of Shechita. Shechita is called a mitzvah kiyumis. Why is it a mitzvah kiyumis? Because no one's mechoyv to do Shechita. You don't have to eat meat. If you want to eat meat, then you have to shecht. But you're not mechoyv to shecht unless it's not a mitzvah you have to do unless you want to eat. That's called a mitzvah kiyumis. So we want to understand the following. That what type of birchas hamitzvahs does one have to stand up for? Birchas hamitzvahs, that's a mitzvah chiyumis. It's a mitzvah chiyumis, you don't have to stand up for it. Therefore, it will go very nicely. The stew we ask between tzitzis and challah, because tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyumis, therefore you stand up for it, for the bracha. Whereas challah, if you want to eat challah, then you'll have to be mafresh challah from the isa. If you don't want to eat challah, so fine, there's no mitzvah of challah. According to that, he would like to be mechadish as follows. The case we discussed before, Natilas Yedain, for a meal. You want to wash your hands? Now, washing your hands for a meal, no one's mechayv you to wash your hands for a meal. If you want to eat, 1 minute. If you want to wash your hands for a meal, then you can, you have to wash, if you want to eat a meal, then you have to wash your hands. So according to that, he wants to say, so for Natilis Yedain, you're allowed to sit down, because you're not mechayv, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. According to that, I want to say what you just mentioned. The chayav on Shabbos, where you're mechayav to eat bread on Shabbos. So the chayav for Shabbos, you would have to stand up when you do the Natilis Yedain. However, there's a bit of a problem here, because the way he's understanding the Magen Avraham, the chayav is a stira mineobe. Because we did mention that tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis, but the chayav it's not pashut. Tzitzis, now I'll tell you, you're not mechayav to wear tzitzis. But I'll tell you, if you have a beged that's got four corners on, then you have to put tzitzis on. However, if you don't have a beged of four tzitzis, you don't have to put tzitzis on. Okay, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. And he is actually trying to say the difference between, trying to answer the stew between tzitzis and challah, and say it's the difference between mitzvah kiyumis and mitzvah kiyumis. And okay, it comes out that tzitzis as well as a mitzvah kiyumis. I found that there is actually a Maril Diskin. The Maril Diskin wants to say the following lashon, he says, "Kshiyilbash yischayev b'mitzvah al kolpanim, mashenkein b'chala da'adayin loy ochel." When you put on the tzitzis, he's mechalek like this. When you put on the beged, you're now mechayev with the tzitzis. That's why it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Once you put on the beged, now you're chayev with tzitzis. Whereas chala, what are you going to do by chala? Chala, you can't eat it yet. You're first going to take the bimafrish challah, and then eat. So there's no way you can be mechoyev before you've eaten. So that's why, by tzitzis it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and by challah it's a mitzvah, by tzitzis it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and by challah it's a mitzvah kiyumis. However, the Maril Diskin himself wants to actually say, according to this, in Chutz La'aretz, as we know, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafrish challah first. What would it be? Come to Shabbos, and you realize you haven't been mafrish challah. It's also to eat that challah. Whereas, in Chutz La'aretz, if you're about to eat the bread and you realize you haven't taken been mafrish challah, you can make it tonight and you can say, you can leave a bit for after Shabbos, you can say, this is going to be my challah for after Shabbos. Accordingly, in Chutz La'aretz, if you would taka if you would have taken forgotten to be mafresh challah, and you eat your challah on Shabbos, then afterwards you're going to use this, what you've left over for challah, you would have to make the bracha standing up, because it's now a mitzvah chiyuvis, because you have to take challah now, you've got no choice about it, you've eaten the rest, you have to take challah. Till now we've discussed the type of bracha, a birchas mitzvahs. As you know, there's other types of brachas as well. There's a few categories of mitzvahs. There's birchas hanenin, there's birchas hashvach, there's birchas hodah. So a typical birchas hanenin is, for example, you want to eat a piece of cake. So birchas hanenin, bayomim mizaynus, there's birchas hanenin. You want to, the brachas, let's say we say in the morning, you can call them the birchas hashvach, birchas hodah. What's the deal with those brachas? So as follows, the Prima Godim in Pesicha wants to, also Lechayu has this problem about Chala. He's trying to be Miyashevit. His Lashon is as follows. Kaimalon Birchas HaMitzvahs Ba'amida. We pass on Birchas HaMitzvahs, you say standing up. V'ne'enin Miyushev. Birchas HaNe'enin, you can say sitting down. He says, I am Magen Avraham, in some Ches, the Magen Avraham we just quoted, T'chala o shchita o kadoima hava kenenin, she efshele honis mehem b'loi ha-mitzvah, ha-brocha mi-yushuv. Whereas chala and shchita, even though l'choy the birchas ha-mitzvahs, so therefore you would have to stand for them. However, it's like a birchas ha-nenin. Why? Because e efshele honis mehem b'loi ha-mitzvah, you can't be nene from it without the mitzvah. In such a case, the bracha, you can do sitting down. What does he mean? The Prima Godim understood a bit differently from the Chuvas van Hagos, and he understood the differences like this. Even though, normally, generally, a mitzvah, a birchas hamitzvahs, one you have to stand up for, however, there are exceptions. Some of the exceptions are something that without, in order to be nene from it, I have to do a mitzvah. For example, as he's saying, shchita. The only way I can be nana from this meat, the only way I can eat it, is by shechting the animal. And according to that, it was in challah. The only way I can eat the challah is by being mafresh challah. So he says, if the only way I can be nana from it is al yidei doing the mitzvah, so I'm allowed to sit down for the mitzvah, because it's like a birchas hanan. I'm being nana from, after I do the mitzvah, I can then be nana from it.
Then you can take challah without eating.
For sure you could. But the only inyan of doing it is in order to. The only reason why you would do it is. You could do it, alachanami. But the idea of doing the mitzvah is generally when I want to be nana from it, then I do the mitzvah. You could do it, alachanami. According to this, it will come out that by Natili Sidayim, there won't be enough gemara between Shabbos and weekday. Because until you see daim, in order, if I want to eat a meal, then I have to make until you see daim. So once again, it's like a birchas hanenin. Until you see daim is like a birchas hanenin. That only if I want to eat, then I'm going to make until you see daim. So therefore, even on Shabbos will come out, even if I'm a choyv to eat, but it's something that comes only through the mitzvah I can eat, so maybe I'm allowed to sit down for it. The Prima Godim actually carries on, and he finishes off as follows. O birchas shvach rashoi leishev levad birchas halavana mu'umat. Now he moves over to birchas hashvach. He says, birchas hashvach, you're allowed to sit down for, except for birchas halavana, you have to stand up for. Now, l'chera, you see straight away that the Prima Godim is taking on that birchas halavana is a birchas hashvach. Now, that's not so partial, but let's take on that for a second. So we see that he says birchas hashvach, you're allowed to sit down for. However, birchas halavana you have to stand up for. There are those who say that kiddush levana is a birchas hamitzvahs. Now, what's the raya l'chayra to argue with that? The argument would be as follows. Because, as we know, the reason really why we stand for Birchas HaLevana is because it's quite mefurish in the Nusach of Berachos Levana. The Nusach of Berachos Levana, we say, Tanav Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Il Mali Leizachi Yisrael Ha'agul Pnei Avim Shavashvayim Pam Achas B'Chodesh, Dai. Oma Abaya, Hilkach Tzarech Lememra Mo'umet. So, it's a Mefurash Abayis in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, the reason why we say Berachos Levana, standing up, is because there's a Tzachos that we've makbil Pnei Shechina. That's why we stand up. We see according to this, the Chayra, what does Abaya need to be Mechadish to us that we have to stand up for Kiddush Levana? The reason why we have to stand up Kiddush Levana is because it's a Berachos HaMitzvahs. The Chayra is arrived from the fact that the Gemara says the reason why we stand up is because you're being makbil Pnei Avim, you're being makbil Pnei Shechina. How do I see from that? It's not a Berachos HaMitzvahs. It could be both. Yeah, I don't know.
What would be the mitzvah if it's a Berachos HaMitzvah? What's actually the mitzvah of the Kiddush
Levana? It's the mitzvah. Well, no. The mitzvah is when you see the Levana, you make a brach on it. The mitzvah would be...
Berachos HaMitzvah, usually I'm doing a mitzvah.
I'm doing a mitzvah, you're right. Right, Anachanam.
I'll say,
right. It's a mitzvah, but here, the mitzvah is the bracha. Right. Yeah, Anachalami. There are those who say, they want to say maybe it's a bracha mitzvah. So what's the raya? Because if it was a bracha sanenin, if so, why do you only do it once a month? Every time you look at the Levana, the Chayyah should have to make a brach on it. So the Chayyah, it's quite clear that it's not a Berachos Anen. So, basically what we've seen so far is we see that Berachos HaMitzvahs, generally Berachos HaMitzvahs we have to stand up for. However, other brachos, Berachos Anen and Berachos HaShvach, Berachos Hodah, all of those, the Prima Gadol is taking on, the Chayyah one doesn't have to stand up for. Accordingly, Berachos HaShachar in the morning, all the brachas that we say in the morning, whether you call them Berachos HaShvach or Berachos Hodah, there should be no reason to stand up for them. But someone else also asked the stira between the Mishnah in Chala and the Din Legabe Tzitzis. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Megillah. The Pnei Yeshua in Megillah says as follows. Chazal teknu de be'inyan ha-mitzvah kein hava ha-bracha. However the mitzvah is, so the bracha has to be. De'im ha-mitzvah yochali yois miyushav, if the mitzvah can be sitting down, so the bracha can also be sitting down. Whereas if the mitzvah is standing up, so the bracha as well is standing up. According to that, that will answer the stira, that will be a third teretz for the stew between tzitzis and challah. Because by challah, there's no chiyuv to be machrish challah, there's a chiyuv to stand up. You could sit down and be machrish challah. According to that, you'd be able to stand up for it. You'd be able to sit down for the bracha on challah. Whereas tzitzis, you have to stand up for the mitzvah of atifah tzitzis, maybe you have to stand up for the bracha. According to that, so tzitzis as well, because we learn from the Gezeir Shavah of Lachem Lachem. It's also one of the things that we learn from the Gezeir Shavah. So according to that, Netilas Yadayim as well, in Netilas Yadayim we would say the same thing, that you'd have to stand up to wash your hands, you could sit down washing your hands. Accordingly, you'd be able to sit down for the bracha as well, of Berachos Netilas Yadayim. Having said that, there's actually a Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yaivutz, in Siddur Beis Yaakov, he wants to suggest the following thing as well. He as well makes the nafka minna, like the Pnei Yeshua is saying, there's a difference between what the mitzvah is and what the brach is. If the mitzvah is standing up, between two types of mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah you can do standing up, you stand up for the bracha. If it's a mitzvah you do sitting down, you can sit down for the bracha. However, he wants to add on the following. He wants to say, a klal nekoit biyodcha, that kol birchas hashvach, tzarech lamoid behem. even though we've seen that everyone says, it looks like what we've said so far is that for anything besides Birchus and Mitzvahs, one could stand up for, one could sit down for. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Birchus HaShlech, you stand up for. However, there's others who also take on, like we've said previously, that all other brachas you don't have to stand up for. That all the brachas you don't have to stand up for, there's actually a Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says, Tzorich lamoid lebirchas hagoymel. Birchas hagoymel is a very clear birchas edah. And the Rambam says, you have to stand up for it. The Kesef Mishnah on the spot asks the question, he says, why do you have to stand up for it? So the Bech gives the Teretz why you have to stand up for. He brings it from a pasuk that you see you have to stand up for it. However, we see from the kash of the Kesef Mishnah, what's the Kesef Mishnah so bothered about? You have to stand up for it. So it's a bracha. Teretz says, because it's a bracha seidah, the Kesef Mishnah is taking on, and then for that matter the Bech as well is taking on, that you wouldn't have to stand up normally because it's a bracha seidah. However, he says, that bracha seidah you have to stand up for, so he wants to know what's the reason you stand up for it. According to what we've said, we've taken on the most poskim say that birchas mitzvahs generally have to stand up for them, and the other brachas, however, there are a few exceptions to birchas mitzvahs, and the other brachas, there's many poskim we take on, one doesn't have to stand up at all for birchas hanenin, birchas hashvach, and birchas hedah. Halal is a birchas mitzvahs. It's a halal is a shvach, but it's a mitzvah. Saying halal is a mitzvah.
What do you call
now,
kiddush Friday night?
Kiddush is a mitzvah.
You have to stand up.
Yeah. So that once again, it could be because they, because it could be you could use a number of attributes. You could say because drinking the grape juice, you could do sitting down. You don't have to stand up for drinking it. So as well, you could maybe it's day mitzvah birchas hanenin. By Pesach, you find it's making a bracha on the matzos is also a birchas mitzvahs as well. You can sit down eating the matzos as well. You can in the sukkah we say leishav basukkah. The bracha is leishav basukkah. You can stand up in the sukkah as well, but you sit down in the sukkah, so we can sit down making the bracha as well.
Sitting down and eating is not the same as getting up and saying the bracha. When you stand up and you say the bracha, you can also sit down and eat the.
Yeah, but you're allowed to sit down. The fact that you're allowed to sit down to do the mitzvah, so you can make the bracha as well, sitting down. A very interesting afkamina will be as follows. What would be in a case, you want to be actually moiti someone, let's take a case of birchas and mitzvahs, you want to be actually moiti someone with a birchas and mitzvahs that one has to stand up for. You want to be moiti someone. The question is, does the person who you're being moitzi, does he have to stand up as well? Or can he sit down? So we actually find a machlokes in this. There's a bi'alocha in Hilchos Sfiras Ha'Ema, a very interesting bi'alocha. We see from it two chidushim. The bi'alocha says as follows. V'anu kach kibalam erabeseinu asmachtu l'sfiras Ha'Ema ba'amida. We mekabel from our rabbis that asmachta sfiras ha'ema is standing up. Midich siv mehechel chermesh bekama. Shein tam olema bekama lalamedcha shebekoima over amida. You see, sfiras ha'ema has to be standing up. Once again, we learn it from the Gezeirah Shav. Now listen to the hemshech of the Bialacha. The Bialacha says as follows. Over motzoi Shabbos, sho'omim l'acha tefilas arvis vihi noyam, o kudusha de sidra, kishehin yoishvin, Nagu yishoinim levarech shatz mu'umut, v'chol ha'kahol oinen omein b'kavana. Shloi la'atriyach ha'tzibo lachsoi v'lamoit. Unbelievable bi'alacha. The bi'alacha says as follows. He brings from the Maritz Geos as follows. Sfiras so'ema, for sure you have to stand up for, as we just said. However, it comes to Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos, during Sfiras so'ema, how do we do? We first say, b'hinoim ata kodesh, and then, we say Kaddish, Sfiras Ha'Ema, and then either Yitin Lecha Aleinu. Now, as we know, by Minik Sfad, or the Sfadim, rather, they don't stand up for every Kaddish. So they theoretically would be sitting down, and once you finish the Atah Kaddish, they would sit down for the Kaddish, and then they would have to stand up to do Sfiras Ha'Ema.
Still,
They stay sitting, right. They stay sitting, and they'll have to stand up for Sfira Soima. Says Maritz Geos, not to be matriach that Sibur to stand up. Yeah, our father is going through matriach, not to be matriach that Sibur, adkadekach, just not to stand up. That's how far he goes. So in order they shouldn't have to stand up for Sfira Soima, so the chazan says out aloud the bracha, everyone says Amen, the Yoitza, and then the Kandoima. You see from the Maritz Geis, from the Bialoch is bringing down, he's telling us that for Sfira Soima, for Birchas HaMitzvos, for sure it's a Birchas HaMitzvos, you may sit down. Even though you're being Yoitza from someone, you can sit down. However, there's a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Megillah. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Megillah, do you have to stand up for saying Megillah? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tovei Sadi, Koyu Adam as a Megillah, Bein Omed, Bein Yoishiv. One can read the Megillah, whether standing, whether sitting. Says the Magen Avraham on the spot, Ayin Reish Siman Ches, that's the Siman about tzitzis, to Mashma, Da Brocha Tiyeh Bamida. The Brocha should be standing up. The Machzah Shekel on the spot says, V'haba Hashemeya Ka'ina, O Ke'ilu Hu Mevarech. The Shemaya who's listening has to stand up as well. He says the one who's listening as well has to stand up, like the person who's making the bracha. Like we see from the Machzah Shekel here, that Enoch Hanami, you're being yoitz with Birchas HaMitzvos, you have to stand up for it. Like, what's going on here? You do have to, you don't have to. So I wanted to say, possibly you could say, it's a bit toila on the machlokes of Shemaya Koina. As we know, there's a famous machlokes Shemei Koine. What is Shemei Koine? When I might see someone with a bracha, is the Peshat, the person who is listening, he's been yoitza with my bracha. It's just been simple, because he's just been yoitza, I'm being moitzi him, he's yoitza with my bracha. Or do we say, Shemei Koine means, the person who I'm being moitzi, it's as if he's actually saying the bracha. We can say it's as if he's actually saying the bracha. It's a famous machlokes between the Mishnayim already. Everyone talks about the machlokes. So according to this, Lechoi, we could say as follows. We could say, that is the machlokes between the Bi'alocha and the Machzah Shekel. The Bi'alocha takes on, you're allowed to sit down. Why are you allowed to sit down? Because when I'm moitzi someone with a bracha, I'm just being moitzi to them, and they're yoitzi with my bracha. So why do they have to stand up? They're yoitzi with my bracha. It's not mamash as if they're saying it. They're yoitzi with my bracha. Memela, I'd be able to sit down for it. However, the Machzah Shekel is taking on that Shemei Koine means it's as if I'm mamash saying the bracha. So it's, if I'm mamash saying the bracha, for sure I'd have to stand up for it because I'm the one who's saying the bracha. And lechoy, it's mamash meduyuk in the words of the Machzah Shekel. Machzah Shekel says the words v'hava Hashemei Koine o keilu hu mevarech. Lechoy, it's clear in the words of the Machzah Shekel that he's understanding Shemei Koine means it's as if he's making the bracha himself. V'lachein tzorech Hashemei lamoid. Therefore, he has to stand up. The one who's listening has to stand up, like the one who's making the bracha mitzad adin. That's what the Machzah Shekel is taking on. Whereas the Bi'alocha learns that it's not as if your mamash saying it. Meila wouldn't have to stand up for the bracha.